Race to the left, Nadler, Maloney tried to outgun control each other as they face off in Democrat primary. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 1, 2022. New York Reps. Jerry Nadler, D., and Carolyn Maloney, D., are in a face-off because of redistricting, and both are using the Uvalde shooting as a springboard for a gun control showdown. On Tuesday, Breitbart News noted that the two longtime lawmakers, colleagues, and House committee chairs are running against each other in the primary after the court-ordered redrawing of congressional district lines combined the east and west sides of Manhattan into a single district. The primary will be August 23, and the wake of the Uvalde attack provides both representatives with an opportunity to try to outdo each other on gun control. Nadler is House Judiciary Committee Chair, and his committee will be holding a vote on a package of 8 gun control measures on Thursday. Breitbart News observed that 6 of the gun controls in the package would not have prevented the Uvalde shooting. Those 6 are more related to a long-time wish list of Democrat gun controls, including background checks for ghost guns, gun storage requirements for homes with minors present, additional penalties for gun trafficking and straw purchases, a bump stock ban, and a requirement that existing bump stocks be registered under the auspices of the National Firearms Act. Punchbowl News reported that Nadler has been working the phones to ensure that various aspects of the package have enough votes to pass both out of committee and on the floor. On May 27, 2022, 3 days after the Uvalde attack, The Washington Post reported that Rep. Maloney, chairwoman of the House Oversight Committee, contacted 5 gunmakers, requesting information regarding the manufacturing, sale, and marketing of deadly weapons used in mass shootings. The Post article highlighted Maloney's focus on AR-15 rifles, noting that AR-15 variants were used in the May 14 Buffalo attack and the May 24 Uvalde attack. Maloney sent a letter to the Daniel Defense CEO which used Democrat buzzwords and phrases like bump stock, 100-round magazine, assault weapons, etc. The Oversight Committee is also looking at Sig Sauer, Smith & Wesson Brands Incorporated, and Sturm, Ruger & Company Incorporated. Maloney is requesting that these companies hand over gross revenue figures and profit sales from semi-automatic rifles based on AR-15 style guns. She is also seeking their advertising budgets for such firearms, as well as their annual spending on federal and state lobbying. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. Reach him at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.